Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbspa.com, and I am about to provide you with my 2005 Small Business Advocate Crystal Ball Predictions. And I've got several of them here. If I don't get through all of them today, I've set aside some time tomorrow in this same slot to finish them up. I suspect I won't get through them today. But I'm going to give it my best shot. So here they are. 2005 prediction. Despite the murderous efforts by terrorists, Iraqi elections will occur on January the 30th as planned. This is an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, in Iraq. This is going to be an event of the century, I think. I have believed for a long time that the best way to fight terrorism is with democracy. Now, it's not easy, and it's not going to be the American version of democracy. It's going to be the Iraqi version of democracy. But what democracy does, democracy provides people with self-determination. Democracy gives people property rights. It gives them the right to enjoy a lot their lives. It gives them the right, the promise of tomorrow. It gives them the ability to think that they can start a business and pass their what they've earned onto their family. You know, democracy doesn't so much have its roots in America as it does in England. And actually, of course, before that, the Greeks, I guess you could say. But the thing is the English passed some great civil rights bills in the 1300s and the 1500s and the 1600s. The first Bill of Rights was in England. Our Bill of Rights was patterned after that Bill of Rights. So it goes back a long way. And as soon as the Iraqis have that kind of hope that they can start doing business with the world, and that's a lot more powerful than some of the stuff that the terrorists are fomenting over there. And I believe that it's important that the elections happen on January 30th in Iraq, and I think that they will. Here's another prediction, 2005 prediction. Desperation will cause radical Islamic terrorist groups to attempt poorly executed biological or radiological attacks against the U.S. and or England. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I missed this one, folks. But I do believe that as one of the things that we hear people talking about the terrorists is that they're patient. They're willing to wait. And we know that they are. But I do believe that we're starting to get under their skin in the Middle East. I think we're starting to get under their skin in Iraq. And as ugly as it may seem when you watch the television, folks, Iraq, there's a lot of progress being made in Iraq. And the challenges that we're seeing are really, if you'll notice, they're only in a handful of places. And there are a lot more places, there are a lot more than a handful of places in Iraq. So we're starting to get under their skin over there, and I believe that they're going to become less patient, and they're going to try to do some things to attack us on our own shores, maybe in England, maybe in the United States, maybe both places, and then it will be a poorly executed one, and hopefully one that we can thwart. But I do believe I do predict that we will have one of those this year, but I hope I'm wrong. Okay, here's another prediction. Yasser Arafat's death and emerging democracy in Iraq will contribute toward productive steps to resolve the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Now, you know what? This is contrary to my previous predictions about Palestine. For years, I predicted no peace in Palestine. But now, the stars are aligning a little bit over there. And the new guy who's probably going to become the next president of the Palestinian folks, the Palestinian people over there, is realizing that he's got a PR problem, and that's not good for their cause. And he's not as vested in the old ways, the terrorist ways as Arafat was. And so I think that and the neighbor to the east, Iraq, becoming democratic, I think that will help to move that whole region towards resolving some of their conflicts. And that's the reason I made that prediction. Quick break, 20 till. When we come back, I got one more prediction this one's about the UN. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not?
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's the great Tony Williams of the Platters singing behind me there. Okay, here's another prediction. 2005 predictions. As a result of the oil for food scandal, Kofi Annan will not finish the year at the helm of the UN, but he will not be charged with any wrongdoing. Notice I didn't say he wouldn't be charged with any wrongdoing. I don't know if he did anything wrong or not. But I do know this, he allowed on his watch the worst scandal in human history to happen. If you don't know about the oil food scandal, folks, you need to start paying attention to this, because this is a global scandal, a global atrocity, and I mean atrocity, because lives were lost because of this issue, because of the oil for food scandal, where people who should have been monitoring the use of the petroleum, of the crude oil that Iraq was that Saddam was pumping, they should have been monitoring that, and the money that was paid for that should have been going to food and medicine and to take care of his people. Instead, he siphoned off about $20 billion. And the way he did that was he used the money he siphoned off to bribe the people who were supposed to be monitoring him. This is a global issue, ladies and gentlemen, and it's horrible what happened. And frankly, in my opinion, I haven't heard too many other people say this. I don't know if I've heard anybody else say this. In my opinion, if the oil for food scandal had been handled properly, there would not be a war in Iraq right now. I believe that with all my heart, because Saddam Hussein actually, I'm convinced, believed that the payoffs that he had been paying the people, that in some of the highest levels of government around the world, folks, he believed that that would prevent the United States or anybody in the coalition from attacking him, and it didn't work. But that's what we're going to find out. I predict that's what we're going to learn. Anyway, I predict that Kofi Annan will be fired this year in 2005. Also, here's another prediction. China will resist pressure from the U.S. to allow its currency, the yuan, to float instead of being pegged to the dollar. Due to its poorly operated credit sector, China considers its growing economy too fragile for the yuan to float. Okay, here's the thing. You heard us talk about this on the show before. The currencies typically float on the open market and depending on how things are going in the individual countries, they have a relative value against other currencies. I'll give you $1.25 for 1 euro, that kind of thing, or $1.65 for 1 pound, 1 British pound. When my dollar is the same value as your euro or your pound, it's said to be on par. Well, what's happening is the Chinese are not allowing their currency to float. Whatever the dollar does, that's what they're basing the value of their yuan on. And so what we need in America, we need them to let it float, because we need it to, we don't need it to go down with the dollar. The dollar, as you know, is declining. We don't need it to go down. We need it to float in the market so that when we buy, we need their dollar actually to, we need to get an advantage in the currency exchange when we buy all the goods from them. And we can't get that because they won't allow their dollar to, their currency to float. And the reason they won't is because they're afraid that if they have to pay, they have to, if they get less money for the goods that they send us, that's going to hurt their economy. And even though their economy is growing very well, folks, it's doing well from a volume standpoint, from a profitability standpoint, they've got a problem over there. And one of the reasons is they've made a lot of bad loans, not unlike what happened in Japan. So they're going to resist allowing the currency to float. And I don't know when it will happen, when it will actually be able to float. It'll be a while. Here's another prediction. The European Union's economic growth rate will be less than 2.2% in 2005. Saddled with systemic socialistic business practices, the EU is struggling to be competitive in the 21st century's global marketplace. I saw something the other day that showed, I guess it was yesterday, after I wrote these predictions, the individual predictions for the different countries in Europe, and it's pretty abysmal. And the reason is because they pay their, they've got, the unions are too strong over there. They've got socialistic employment practices, and they've just become uncompetitive. And I believe that jealousy over the U.S.'s success in being competitive in the 21st century, in making competitive adjustments as we have, is the primary reason for a lot of the anti-American actions by the European Union leaders. Here's another prediction. There will be one opening in the Supreme Court this year. Many of you think you already know that, right? Well, I'm predicting that it will be a surprise. So stand by for that. That'll be interesting. Here's another prediction. Senator Hillary Clinton will begin actively seeking the 2008 Democrat presidential nomination. If you remember last year, I predicted that she would not run for president in 2004. I was correct. It never occurred to her to run in 2004, and she promised to fulfill her six-year obligation, the first 6 years to the state of New York, and she knew that she had to keep that promise, and so she did. But after this election, after the inauguration, all bets are off, and I believe that this year you will see Hillary Clinton. She's been seeking it. She's just been doing it surreptitiously, very much under the radar screen. I've actually heard her speak, and I can tell she's running. But now she's going to be out in the open about it. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'll be with you, darling. Sunshine. We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I want to mention one more thing about Hillary running in 2008, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, the junior senator of New York. I heard her speak almost a year ago to a group, and she had been transformed. She has been transformed into a product, a political product. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, folks, at all. I mean it in just a descriptive way, into a political product that I think people will find, that a lot of people will find appealing, they'll find interesting, and that's where she's going with this. She is very smart. She's very coachable. She's very trainable. She's trained herself. She's had people helping her. And what you're going to see out when she runs for president, and she's going to start this year, is you're going to see a kinder, gentler Hillary Clinton from what we saw, let's say, 10 years ago. And she was a pretty tough lady 10 years ago. She still is tough, but she has some rough edges, and she didn't care who knew it 10 years ago. She cares who knows it now. And I believe, and one of my predictions will be, that I can predict now that I'm going to predict, that she will be definitely a presidential candidate and whether she gets the nomination or not, I don't know. But she will be one of the nominees. I mean, one of the candidates, I should say, running for that. And that's going to be obviously in the year 2008. Okay, here's another prediction. Momentum will be achieved toward privatizing Social Security, but there will be no definitive progress like a bill. Now, many of you, you know what's going on with the issue of privatizing Social Security. I actually started thinking about this 30 years ago. I remember in the mid-70s seeing the money that I was paying and the amount that I was paying was going up every year. I remember saying to myself, 30 years ago, I'll never see this money. This money is going down a rat hole. This money, what really got my attention, folks, when I really started paying attention to this, was I was in the insurance business for a little while in the 70s, about 30 years ago. And that's when I came to understand the concept of something being actuarially based. When you buy an insurance policy, you ever wonder how the insurance companies can take one premium from you, and if you die, they pay off the $100,000 or the million or whatever, and they still do okay? It's because they know how many 25-year-olds, how many 65-year-old men, or how many 43-year-old women, they know, based on actuarial research, they know how many are going to die this year. They already know that. And so they build in reserves to cover those deaths. And so if you die, then you're one of the ones that was going to die, and they've got you covered. Well, that's because, and the reason insurance companies succeed is, and the whole insurance industry has been, you know, fairly successful, is because they use actuarial tables to provide reserves for their business. Well, guess what? Social Security is not actually based on anything. It isn't even close. Your grocery list is closer to being actuarially sound than your grocery budget than Social Security is. It's a joke, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got to do something with it. It's demographically bankrupt. And you heard me say that before. It is demographically bankrupt. So I remember 30 years ago saying, look, I'll sign an affidavit that I won't ask for any money from the government. Just let me keep my money and I'll invest it myself. Of course, I couldn't do that. But now, hopefully in the next few years, we will. And I do believe that that's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen in 2005. But I do believe that while we won't get a bill this year in 2005, that will establish some kind of a movement toward privatizing Social Security, I do believe that there will be a significant momentum achieved this year. Okay, I got to go for this hour. Tomorrow, I'm going to finish our 2005 predictions. In this part of the hour tomorrow, I will finish my predictions for 2005. And if you are a subscriber to my newsletter, you already have these. But I'm sure you like hearing me say them, don't you? Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.